Title: Call and Response Filter Motion from Scratch with Resampling Only Intermediate. Alright, let's build some real drum and bass movement, without drowning in automation lanes. Today you're making call and response filter motion from scratch in Ableton Live, but with one important rule: we're committing the motion to audio by resampling. That means after we perform or draw the filter movement once, we print it, chop it, and arrange it like dialogue. You end up with clean, editable audio that's fast to arrange, easy to mix, and very DNB native. Think 174 BPM roller energy. The sound speaks, then it answers. Let's set it up. First, set your tempo somewhere in the classic zone, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll assume 174. Now create two tracks. Make a MIDI track and name it Source. Make an audio track and name it Resample. On the Resample track, set audio from to resampling. That means whatever you hear coming out of the master is what gets printed. It's the classic Ableton print workflow. Quick coaching note: before you print anything, keep your master chain clean. If you've got a heavy limiter smashing the groove, that pumping gets baked in. Sometimes that's a vibe, but for learning and flexibility, keep it minimal. Loop an 8-bar section in arrangement view. Even if the final idea is only 2 bars long, record longer. Those extra bars capture small variations and accidents you'll be very happy to chop later. Now we need a solid source sound. We're not trying to win a sound design contest here. We're trying to make a sound that reacts well to filtering. Drop wave eatable on the source track. Oscillator 1, saw. Oscillator 2, saw as well, detune slightly. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount moderate. You want width and thickness, but not a blurry mess. Set the amp envelope so it speaks like a bass stab, not like a pad. Attack basically instant, a few milliseconds max. Decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain down a bit, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Now add saturator for grit. Drive somewhere around 3 to 8 dB and turn soft clip on. This helps the filter movement feel aggressive and present, which is perfect for rollers. Then add EQ8 to control the low end. Do a gentle high pass around 30 Hz so sub-rumble isn't eating headroom. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. Now write a 1-bar MIDI loop with some syncopation. If you want a safe template, hit on beat 1, then the end of 2, then beat 4. That gives you a bouncy, 2-step-friendly bass rhythm. Use a bass-friendly key like F, F-sharp, or G. At this point, hit play and make sure the source sound is steady and not too loud. Another strong habit: pull the source fader down so, when you print, your resampled audio peaks around minus 10 to minus 60 BFS. That safe gain makes chopping cleaner and leaves headroom for later. Now we're going to create the first voice, the call. This is usually brighter, opening up, like it's stepping forward. After EQ8, insert auto filter. Set the filter type to low pass 24. Start the frequency pretty closed, somewhere in the 200 to 500 Hz area. Resonance around 15 to 30%. Keep it musical, because too much resonance can go straight to whistle city. Add a little drive in auto filter, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just to give the sweep some bite. Now automate the filter frequency and arrangement view. The idea: over 1 bar, it opens up like it's speaking a phrase. A good target curve is: start around 250 Hz, move through about 1.2 kHz mid bar, and end up somewhere like 3 to 6 kHz by the end of the bar. Then automate a small resonance rise near the end of the bar, like a little inflection. For example, 20% up to 35% in the last quarter of the bar. Here's the mindset: you're not automating a parameter, you're shaping a sentence. That tiny resonance lift at the end can feel like a consonant or a little bite on the last syllable. Now print it. Arm the resample track. Make sure you're recording an arrangement. Hit record and capture 4 to 8 bars of this call motion. And I want to add an extra coach move here. Don't aim for one perfect pass. Do 3 to 5 quick takes. Ride the filter frequency with your mouse or a MIDI knob for at least one of those takes. Printed performance passes often sound more alive than perfectly drawn curves. Later, you'll chop the best moments and nobody will know it came from a messy take. Cool. You now have call audio printed. Now we create the response, a contrasting voice. The response should be tighter, darker, or more aggressive, and often a bit shorter rhythmically. This contrast is what makes it read like dialogue instead of two versions of the same sweep. You can duplicate the source track or just change the auto filter settings and print again. Either works. For the response, change the filter type. Two good options. Option 1. Bandpass for tight and dark. Set auto filter to bandpass. Center frequency somewhere around 600 Hz to 2000 Hz. Resonance a bit higher, like 25 to 45%. Then add the auto filter LFO for a little talking motion. Set the LFO rate to a synced value like 1/8 or 1/16. Keep the amount small, like 5 to 15%. This is seasoning, not a siren. Try changing the LFO phase between 0 degrees and 180 degrees. It can totally change whether the movement feels like it's pushing ahead of the beat or pulling behind it. Option 2. Notch for edgy, metallic motion. Set auto filter to notch. Automate small talking frequency movements rather than huge sweeps. Keep resonance moderate to high, but be careful with harsh peaks. Now make the response gesture shorter. For example, create a half bar move. Maybe the bandpass center wiggles from 1.5 kHz down to 900 Hz and back up to 2.2 kHz. It's a quick retort, not a long speech. Then print it the same way. Arm resample again. Record 4 to 8 bars. At this point you should have two printed recordings, a call take and a response take. Now we turn motion into arrangement, which is where this method really wins. Create two new audio tracks, call audio and response audio. Drag the resampled recordings onto their respective tracks. You can keep the long prints for now. Now warp settings, because tightness matters in DNB. If the audio is stabby and rhythmic, beats mode usually works best. In beats mode, set preserve to 1/16. And usually turn transient loop off for cleaner hits. If the audio is more sustained or chord-like, use Complex Pro. One important discipline note. Don't get stuck in warp microsurgery for an hour. Pick a rule and stick to it. Either you warp everything to the grid consistently, or you turn warp off and manually nudge clip starts, especially for gritty bass stabs. Consistency beats endless tiny fixes. Now start chopping. Turn on the grid, and split the audio at 1/8 notes or 1/16 notes using Control or CMD plus E. As you chop, add tiny fades so you don't get clicks, and trim tails aggressively when needed. This is huge for call and response clarity. The call should stop talking before the response begins. If both have long tails overlapping, it turns into mumble. Shorter tails make the conversation obvious. Now arrange a simple phrasing structure. The classic DNB approach is a two-bar conversation. Bar 1, call. Bar 2, response. So take a few bright, opening call chops and place them in bar 1. Then in bar 2, answer with tighter, darker response chops. If you want a more micro version inside one bar, try this. Call stab on beat 1. Leave beat 2 mostly open. Response stab on beat 3. Then a little tail or fill toward beat 4. And remember, negative space is part of the groove. If you fill every 1/16, the drums lose impact. Leave holes so the kick and snare can punch through. Now let's glue it into an 8-bar roller phrase using only your audio edits. Here's a simple plan. Bars 1 to 2, basic call and response. Bars 3 to 4, repeat, but remove one hit somewhere. That subtraction is your variation. Bars 5 to 6, add one extra tiny response chop on a 1/16 for tension. Bars 7 to 8, create a hard mute for a quarter bar, then bring everything back. That dropout and return is pure DNB energy control. Placement tip that works almost every time. Let the call lead into the snare and let the response decorate the space after the snare. That aligns your bass phrasing with the drum phrasing instead of fighting it. Now, even though we're committing motion through resampling, you can still use basic mixing tools after the fact, because you're not changing the movement anymore. You're just placing it. Throw utility on your audio if you need quick gain staging or width control. If you're dealing with a sub-layer, keep it mono below around 120 Hz. Use EQ8 to carve space. If your bass is masking the snare body around 200 Hz, carve a little. If the presence region is fighting, check around 3 to 5 kHz. And keep drum bus light if you use it at all. A little density is cool. Overdoing it can blur the articulation you just worked to create. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. First, too much resonance. If you hear a piercing whistle, back off resonance or low pass the highs after printing. Don't try to fix pain with volume. Fix it with tone. Second, the call and response being too similar. If they both open upwards with the same filter type and range, it won't read like a dialogue. Change the filter type, change the rhythm, or even change the direction. Upward sweep for call, downward sweep for response. That alone can sound like a question and an answer. Third, printing through heavy limiting. Again, that locks you into pumping and removes flexibility. Fourth, No space for drums. DNB is about the pocket. Let the drums breathe. Fifth, wrong warp mode. Stabs usually like beats. Sustains usually like Complex Pro. If it sounds like it's tearing or wobbling, reconsider the mode. Now let's level up with a couple pro tips that stay true to the resampling-only philosophy. One of the biggest upgrades in heavier rollers is keeping the sub stable while the mids move, so you can duplicate your source into two layers. A clean SUB track with minimal processing. A mids track where all the filter motion and distortion lives. High pass the mids before the moving filter, around 100 to 150 HC, so your filter sweeps aren't yanking the low-end energy around. Then resample the mids motion and keep the sub steady underneath. Your groove instantly feels more pro and controlled. Another fun one. Post-print shadow layer. Duplicate a printed response chop, transpose it down 12 semitones, low-pass it, and tuck it quietly. It makes the response feel ominous without needing any new synth patch. And one more, ghost response pickups. Take a tiny response chop, reverse it, fade it in quickly, and place it a 1/16 before a main hit. It's like a suction pickup that makes the next stab feel inevitable. Alright. Quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock it in. Make a 1-bar bass MIDI loop at 174 BPM. Print 2 4-bar resamples. One call with a low-pass 24 opening over 1 bar. One response with bandpass plus a subtle 1/16 LFO. Chop both into 8th notes and build a 2-bar call-response pattern. Then do the variation challenge. In bar 2, remove one chop right before the snare so there's a breath, and add a tiny response tick on the last 1/16 of bar 2 as a turnaround. Your deliverable is a looping 2-bar phrase where you can clearly hear two voices, even at low volume. Let's recap what you just did. You built filter motion from scratch using auto-filter automation and optionally the LFO. You committed that motion by resampling so it becomes audio. Then you chopped and arranged that audio into call and response phrasing that fits rolling drum and bass. And you learned the big musical rules, contrast, space, clean printing, and warp discipline. If you want to take it further, do 4 resamples, call A and call B at different intensity, response A and response B with different centers or characters. Then build a 16-bar loop that evolves only by swapping chops. This audio version is shortened for playback.